M. We're going to play M's new single, Lucky Star, for a little bit. And then I'm going to turn it down and ask some hard questions. Tremendously awkward angle this microphone is on to try and actually look at you and talk to you.
Is the lighting right now?
Yeah, sorry. Hi, everyone. Matthew here in the studio with Em.
Kia ora, everyone.
They say kia ora back.
Great, thanks.
Saw the text came in.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it was weird before. I was panelling the news and trying to push the right buttons. Which, if you listen to BFM, you know is not always possible. And also, the light in here was somehow like the sun was going down, and the light was like this weird pink light that kind of felt like an evil light. It was nice in the daytime, but just as dusk fell, I felt like I was in Twin Peaks with you. And so, anyway, we've got some weird yellow light. I can see you just fine now.
Okay,
and I'm
perfect.
Standing looking sideways at this awkward microphone.
I have been trying to move better.
No, you've done good. I think we're there. I think the audience will quickly pick up that we are now
much better.
Things are great. No awkwardness at all. No. So that was Lucky Star. The first time we'll hear Lucky Star today on the show anyway. That's a new song. Congratulations, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
And it's the second single you've released in quick succession.
Yes.
Yeah. I like it. Tell us a little bit about it, if you don't mind. You made it, you like it?
Yes. I made it towards the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
I started the production all by myself, and then as per with kind of everything lately, I got some friends in to play some things and tell me that, you know, that melody sucks, and did some rewriting and some re-recording, and now it's a song.
Well, hopefully no one said it sucks, but
no, the old ones, the new melodies are great.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, none of that sucked. That's so cool. And I saw that you've been working with Amy from Hina and Arahi.
Yes,
that's so cool.
Yeah.
What's the connection there? What's the collaboration on that tune?
Amy, it was helping with some of the lyrics and bits and pieces. At the moment, I'm really struggling with second verses. I can't write them. So I call up Amy and say, please help me.
Yeah.
And then she basically just tells me what I was thinking anyway.
Yeah.
But you know when you need someone else to do that.
Mm.
Yeah.
The second verse is interesting because the first verse is going to be, it's a little bit like writing a second album. It's like the first verse is always going to be the thing you've had in your heart that you, or your head, that you want to get out.
Yeah.
And you've pretty much summed it up.
Mm-hmm.
The second verse is like, you kind of like, okay, here's the sequel. I'm going to give you a slightly different take on this, or exactly the same take with a different rhyme or something.
Yeah. But,
oh, well, look, it's great. And you're slowly working towards talking more about a record that's been announced, but you're going softly.
Yeah.
It's called Move.
With a full stop after it. Move. Full stop.
Yeah. And in capitals?
No. Capital M-O-V-E.
Okay.
Full stop.
I've been misled. And the last, and also your last, I'm really jumping around here, but luckily I was going to ask Tom if he had a spare Richelin, but you know what? We'll go without it. Let's just...
We're rolling with it.
We'll just go wherever we go. Hi, Tom.
I'm here for the journey.
Okay, good. Because, you know, you're having a lot of fun with it. Like, this is your sort of second era, I suppose.
Yeah.
This is my perception. Second era
second
of your...
album era.
Yeah, mm. Of your output as M. Mm. And it seems like this time, like first time around, it was like really sounded perfect. The songs were perfect. Like the melodies were, you know, beautiful, easy to remember. And this time it seems like maybe you're letting yourself kind of have a bit more fun with it in terms of like kind of, you know, the last one of the videos recently was really fun and funny. Mm-hmm. And is there an element of kind of letting your hair down this time?
Yeah, I think so. The last project was like two EPs and then the album. And so it was like over 2 years I was writing that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really great and a full exploration of the topic.
Mm-hmm.
With this project, it was like as soon as that last album came out, I just thought like I need to just make something new, and I really got on that energy very quickly. So, this album has definitely just been a very fast process, and just if it feels good, roll with it.
Yeah.
And the kind of writing prompt was like the songs should feel good while sitting in the sun.
Yeah, good.
And so that was like a good way for us to write too.
Yeah, nice. And is that something that you wanted to feel or that you were feeling when you were writing it?
I knew the song was going in the right direction when it felt that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Okay, that's cool. And can you tell us anything about the rest of the record or are you going to make everybody wait?
What can I tell you about it?
Well, have you got other collaborators on this record?
I do have other collaborators.
And will you name names or will I have to wait?
Now I'm panicking.
Don't panic. Don't say anything then.
Okay,
just
great.
Say
no,
yes.
I'm being mysterious.
Okay, well, you could say something like, oh, the roster of talent on this record is going to blow your bloody socks
just,
off.
I have some really talented, amazing friends.
Yeah.
And it's been great.
And you do a lot for other people as well. You know, in case people haven't clocked, Emily is also a wonderful producer who produces music for lots of very clever other people, and so I wouldn't be surprised if some of those birds were coming home to roost and you're getting some help from people you've worked with. I don't know.
Mm.
We can only speculate. But yeah, well, are you gonna, oh, you know, we asked you this last time, but how's the live playing live as M going for you?
It's on its way.
Yeah.
I did one performance.
Yeah, how'd it go?
It was really fun.
Yeah.
It was at Roundhead.
Yeah.
It was for Play It Strange, which is an organization that I work with quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it just felt really, really nice and safe and really supportive crowd, and it was great. And so we're working towards it in a very meaningful way now.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you've put a band together?
Yes.
Am I allowed to ask who's in that band?
Not yet.
Em started working with a PR agency, and you know, I've seen nothing but embargo stickers here.
Oh, yeah,
I've got
it's constant.
Black lines.
It's all there.
There's two people standing in the corner, like shaking their heads and shaking their fists at me for.
Yeah, it's look.
But I'm asking the hard questions anyway.
I'm a mysterious lady.
You are. You're like Peter Andre. His hit Incarnate.
Okay.
You know what song I'm talking about?
No.
Mysterious Girl.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. To be honest, I didn't know that he was singing about your songs.
About me.
About you and your songs.
Wow.
But
yeah, crazy.
Hmm. Way back in the 90s.
When I definitely existed.
Yeah. Well, anything else you'd like to tell us about this lovely song? Because we've got another version of the song we're going to play. I cryptically hinted that we were going to hear it twice.
Yes. The version that we're going to listen to was a recording, not of the live performance, but of the version that we did for the live performance.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. And it's a bit more piano-y.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bit more of a ballad.
Nice piano too.
Yeah, stunning.
That's the piano I'm thinking of. And what would you like people to do henceforth? Like, you know, you've come here to discuss this song, which we've addressed very seriously, and what would you like people to do? Pre-save the record? Just listen, simply listen to the song and enjoy their lives?
Yeah, I would say go to my Bandcamp where you can purchase and listen to both versions of the song.
Mm-hmm.
That is mmusic.bandcamp.com, m-music.bandcamp.com.
In case you're wondering, M is E-M.
Oh, yes, E-M.
Yeah, it's em-music.bandcamp.com, which you just said, but I'll say it again. And people can text in if they didn't hear us.
Or you can listen on your favourite streaming platform. That's also, you know, Lucky Star, M. I'm there.
And then I guess just you've got, I guess, as again, Softly is in the press release, but you know, the record's coming out in the first week of November.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you should be excited for it, because I am.
Yeah, I am. But just low-key excited for now.
Yeah, you just low-key. Well, the thing is that I'm really excited about the album art, and I want to get the timing right to show it.
Oh, cool.
So the album's called Move. It's out in the first week of November, and the album art is really cool, and I'm going to show it to you soon.
Sweet. Sometime before then, but not now.
Yeah.
Great. Well, you've successfully drummed up a whole lot of mystique, and I think that's all that matters.
Was that the intention? I'm not sure, but here we are.
Ask you.
You can also follow me on Instagram. If you want to like know more about my recording and production, it's Emily WS Audio, or just the music is melodramatic_M.
Yeah. Well, you've got lots of sides, and they're all great.
Oh, so thank you.
Follow one, you'll end up following them all, and you'll end up being a fan. I can tell you that. But if you're still not sold, how about this last little plea? It is Lucky Star featuring Arahi, and it's the piano version. Thank you for coming up.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you don't walk away being like, well, I'm not doing that again. Here's, you didn't say no.
Looking